join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Robert, Mary, back with you now for more RM World Travel. And for the next few minutes of the broadcast, we're off to the Golden State, admitted to the Union in 1850 as our 31st state in the nation, because it's time for Destination Spotlight number 57 in our series. And before we focus on Palm Springs, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
With the holiday season about to begin, if you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Upgrade to a premium travel experience with their Platinum Elite collection. It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style. Or consider taking your travels to new lights with their new MaxLite 5 line, as it's as durable as ever, but it's ultra lightweight.
Whether it's Platinum Elite that we use, MaxLite 5 that Rudy uses, or pieces from their other collections, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at TravelPro.com for specials, free shipping, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're going to turn our attention to Palm Springs, California, as Mary Jo Ginther, their tourism director, is holding for us on that show hotline.
Nice to connect with you today, Mary Jo. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you here with us. So listen, we've been to Palm Springs a few times, and we've always enjoyed our time out there. But prior to the first trip, we heard that the area was essentially a retirement community for the L.A. area. Now, maybe that's because the area is sometimes referred to as Hollywood's playground, but you do certainly enjoy a far more relaxed lifestyle there than in L.A. But we also know that Palm Springs is a very fun place to experience a different type of California. So I know you've been living there now about 18 years. What do you enjoy about your home city?
Well, the first thing I enjoy, of course, is the weather. Today it's 78 degrees. I'm looking at the sky. There is not a cloud in the sky. And it's, you know, just before Thanksgiving. So as we go through the winter, the weather is just optimal here in Palm Springs. But along with that, and I think that's what creates that casual living lifestyle, it's easy to get around. Some visitors don't even need a car. There's beautiful little boutique hotels. It's a very vibrant downtown, but it's all walkable. This is not a big city where you have to drive around to, you know, for 15 minutes to get to the next place. So I love that ease of living, and I think that shows in the community.
Mary Jo, I actually had a brother who lived in Palm Springs, and actually just a little southeast in Rancho Mirage, and he often would say how convenient it was for him to get to San Diego if he wanted to. He could get to L.A. fairly easily, even Phoenix. Frankly, mm-hmm. Las Vegas isn't that far either. Where do you draw most of your visitors from, and what's the average length of stay?
So we draw most of our visitors from exactly where you just mentioned. So you think about it as a diagram. If you drew a box, and the four corners of the box are Las Vegas, San Diego, L.A., you know, or a triangle, I guess it would be. Mm-hmm. Palm Springs is right in the middle. So we're 2 hours from L.A., 2 hours from San Diego, and a four-hour drive to Vegas. So it's so accessible for people to do this. We're primarily a winter weekend destination because the drive market is so large. Right. L.A. is huge, and people come all year long. So that's where we get the majority of it from. But, of course, we're seasonal. So in the winter, everyone from the Pacific Northwest, from Canada, and the large cities like Chicago, New York, Denver, Seattle, all those have nonstop flights into Palm Springs Airport. And so you can fly nonstop, and you're 5 minutes from downtown.
Well, and that makes it very convenient, no question about it. So, you know, listen, as I'm listening to this right now, when I think about our time in Palm Springs, you know, there's that retro feel that you kind of hit on with the town for sure. You've got a great restaurant scene. The topography out there, frankly, is something you just don't, you're not going to forget it. But I don't know if it's your top draw. If it's not, I'm sure it's certainly got to be at the top of the list. Joshua Tree National Park has to be near the top for visitors coming there, would it not be?
It is, and interestingly, the biggest draw is international visitors that come. They love our national parks. So in the summer, we have, it's the sort of, it switches over to the UK, Germany, France, Australia. Those countries come and visit in the summer. That's when they have their vacation. That's when they love the hot weather. And they love, love, love national parks. And Joshua Tree is always on the top of their list. So that is one of the big draws, but, you know, it's a day trip. It's only an hour from Palm Springs,
right.
So you can be right in the park, you know, do hiking up there, have lunch, and be back in the pool. In time before dinner. So it's a great day trip.
No question. And as you said, you've got the quaint, you know, hotels, the B&Bs there. You've got some great resorts.
Beautiful resorts.
Also, you know, Mary, the Air Museum out there is terrific as well. Mm-hmm. But Mary Jo, before we let you go, we've got about 40 seconds with you. We always like to ask everybody on the Destination Spotlight when they join us, if you would please, just give us one fact or something surprising that you think our audience would say, and entice them to come visit.
Something surprising would be we sit in this beautiful little oasis. Our city sits in this beautiful little oasis, but right next to us are the San Jacinto Mountains. And you can be up at the top of the mountain, which is a 10,000-foot mountain on the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. So you literally go from, you know, palms to pines in a 12-minute ride up there. And it's spectacular.
Yeah, that tram ride is a fun thing to do for sure. Mary Jo, really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great weekend. Folks, if you want to find out more, very easy, visit palmsprings.com. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mary Jo. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Right, there goes Mary Jo, Palm Springs, California, folks. You know, great place to go. And wherever your next trip may take you, if you're seeking something different, you can find all of the places we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That is going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary and I and Rudy will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.